I don't think it's enough now, Michaela. While I welcome, obviously, the 5,000 increase that Donegal is getting, that's fair enough. We've kind of been expecting that now for some while, and there's mooted about it. But what we weren't expecting was that when you go through the list that you see now, other counties are still going to get between 5,000 to 10,000 more than Donegal. That's what annoys me. At the end of the day, Michaela, why not treat us all alike? At the end of the day, we have a lot of visitors here at the moment, while through no fault of their own, they're here. But my argument would be as well, we have a lot of our own people as well, with no terrible situation as well. They have no houses, we can't get houses. We have clearly now, as we saw the protest on Monday there, stating about all the Micah houses down in his own and various other places, Kenny, so on, wherever they may be, dotted through the place now, predominantly in his own and that. They can't get housing. There's no housing being secured for them. So I don't feel that it's right that our own people are left and the homeless that we have at the minute on the streets and lying on the bridges and everything else. And they say, God help ones on the bridges, all kinds of situations going on alongside rivers, rats and everything else jumping over the top of them at night time when they're trying to sleep. This is madness, like. It's, at the end of the day, it's our government. The government are elected by us, Michaela, at the end of the day. It's the same government represents everybody, regardless what county you're in. So why is it Donegal is always left again to the last, getting the crumbs yet again, as we see? I can't understand this, why we are always left getting the crumbs. And yet, when you go back to the stats, apparently Donegal is one of the counties that have taken in the most Ukrainians visitors here at the minute, as I say, into the county here, and we've been left to deal with them. And as far as I can see now, the government's just going to wash their hands off and they just, there you go, they make your best of it now, and good luck to you, because that's what I see about it. There's no other reason, Michaela, why any other various county that is there in that list is getting between 5,000 to 10,000 more than Donegal on that. That 10,000 more could make a hell of a difference to families here at the moment. Even as 5,000 at the minute, Michaela, because the rate up to, from 25,000 currently here in Donegal to be eligible up to 30,000. That's welcomed, yes, as I say. But two people working in the house, that's going to still knock many people out. And that's where the difficulty lies. But if that was put up to 40,000 in Donegal, which other counties are going to avail of now, it would help a lot of people in Donegal and put a lot of people onto the list. This is clearly done to frustrate the housing list, cause yet more of a logjam in that. And yet, all we're going to see in Donegal is yet more frustration, more logjams, and for as I can see, very little happening, because the government of the day are not really putting their shoulder to the wheel when the people need it most. And unfortunately, Michaela, that's what's happening now. And it's a sad state of affairs, and the days of Christmas hadn't about a few weeks' time, and this is where we're at. This is the best the government of the day can do. Because we all know, Michaela, things are not going to get any better going forward. The wheel is tipped, unfortunately, and it's tipping downwards all the time, quicker with the day for some people, and for some people just totally spiraling out of control. And it's just, I feel sorry for all the people that I represent and my own area here, the Glenties area, and Donegal as a whole, that all of us 37 councils represent, because we are not getting justice from Dublin, clearly not. And it's not our fault, it's the government's fault. And I hope our four TDs go back and fight like hell for this to get this sorted out, because it's a total mess at the minute, Michaela, the way it's gone.